In the 1930s and 40s, during radio's golden age, live shows were popular from coast to coast.
Hello, everybody.
And good morning, friends. Howdy, howdy, everybody, everywhere. The Hayden children, Carl Jr., 13 with his guitar.
Back then, listeners to KMA in Shenandoah, Iowa, might have tuned in to hear the Hayden family band. Charles Edward Hayden stole the show as the two-year-old yodeling cowboy. Charlie Hayden's singing career only lasted until his teens, when he was stricken with a strain of polio that affected his vocal cords. But with music coursing through his veins, he went on to become one of the jazz world's most sought-after bassists and composers. He played with Ornette Coleman, Keith Jarrett, John Coltrane, Ringo Starr, and has been a longtime collaborator with guitarist Pat Metheny. But the bluegrass music of his youth was an irresistible siren song. So now, with his triplet daughters Petra, Tanya, and Rachel, and son Josh, and wife Ruth, he's now made the recording that's been on his mind for years. Rambling Boy by Charlie Hayden Family and Friends will be released Tuesday on Decca Records.
I was rich, but a rambling boy, through many a city I did enjoy.
Charlie Hayden and members of his family are in the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. Charlie, I want to welcome you back to the show.
Thanks, Leanne. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm not going to neglect your family, believe me, but do you mind if I ask you a couple of things first?
I'd love it.
All right, you've been playing jazz for years. What finally set this family bluegrass project in motion?
It's been in my mind a long time, especially it came to fruition when my wife Ruth got us all together to go to my mom's in Kazee Mills, Missouri, on her 80th birthday. We were sitting in the living room, and Ruth said, "Why don't you all sing together?" I said, "What'll we sing?" And Ruth said, "Why don't you sing 'You Are My Sunshine'?" So we started singing, and it sounded so great that Ruth said, "Afterwards, you guys got to do a record someday."
Single girl, single girl.
Introduce your wife, Ruth Cameron. You're there. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. Hi, Leanne.
Hi. You know, that day in the 80s when you and Charlie packed up the kids and went to see Grandma and you got the family singing together, could you have imagined that this would be the result?
Well, Charlie and I met in 1984, and I'm the stepmother of these wonderful children. And I had heard the old acetate tapes of the Hayden family, and I just thought it would be interesting to see how they blended. And when we finally decided on a song that everyone knew, it was really quite magical because they all just kind of fell naturally into a harmony. And the blend was so beautiful. I don't know if they remember this, but everyone kind of looked at each other and went, "Oh." I don't know whether they expected it to sound so good.
I hear a voice calling.
I knew that my daughters could sing these songs because they have such great ears and they sing together a lot. And I was a little nervous at first, I've got to admit, because I'm a jazz musician and I hadn't done this in years and years. And everybody did it for me. I just sit back and play the bass.
I heard you had a crush on the bass player from the Carter Sisters. Is that why you started to play bass?
Well, that's the thing that really, you know, kept me going strong when I met Anita. She was playing bass with Mother Maybell and Helen, and she was so gorgeous. I was 9 years old, she was 15, and I fell in love with her. And when she picked up the bass and started playing, I said, "Man, oh man, that's it."
When I woke from my dream in my idol's clay, all portion of love had all flown away.
You know, the players on this recording, It's kind of like a volume of who's who of American musicians from Nashville and beyond. I mean, you've got the wonderful dobro player Jerry Douglas and guitarist Sam Bush, and you've got Vince Gill, Roseanne Cash, plus your friend Pat Metheny. And there, it seems like there are little jazzy touches.
There is. Well, you know, all the guys that played on this record are all jazz fans. They wanted to do this record because they loved my music and they wanted to be a part of this music. And, you know, including Bruce and Vince Gill and Dan Tominski, who I heard sing Man of Constant Sorrow from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? So that's that was a great high point for me.
I give an ocean of diamonds, a world filled with flowers, to hold you closely for just a few hours. Hear you whisper softly.
Petra and Rachel, are they in the studio as well?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's who?
I'm Petra.
I'm Rachel.
Oh, right. I can tell you apart, sure. Petra, I want to ask you about this project because you do some beautiful tunes on here. I'm particularly fond of the feels of Athenry.
Oh, thank you. When I first heard it, my dad played it for me over the phone from this movie, Veronica Guerin, and this little boy was singing it. When my dad said, we're doing the song for the record, I said, I want to sing it. That's my song.
Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of
Rachel, there's a story that you, when you were playing with Petra, you were in a group together, you ran into June Carter at a Johnny Cash concert?
Yeah, that's when our band actually opened for Johnny Cash at Carnegie Hall. And I shook Johnny Cash's hand, and he said, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And June Carter was just lovely as ever. And I said, I'm Charlie Hayden's daughter. And she, oh, yodeling cowboy, how is old Charlie doing? And, you know, so oh, it was just, it was really touching and really nice.
I bet. You know, the three of you with your sister Tanya, I mean, your harmonies are extraordinary.
I think that we all, the girls and I, Tanya, Petra, and myself, we just always sang together.
We started in summer camp. I'm just kidding. We started when we were like 4 or 5, right?
And Tanya?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. What was it like for you growing up?
We were always singing. We would sing 3-part harmonies just for fun because we shared a room. So before we'd go to bed, we'd all sing Kumbaya, and then we'd all fight over the high harmony, and I might always be stuck with the low one, but that was okay.
Huh. You do a song, He's Gone Away.
He's gone away for to stay. I was just really nervous to sing by myself without Rachel and Petra because I'd never done a solo like that before.
Did Dad basically give you the nudge and say, go on in there, Tanya, you can do it?
Yeah, well, if he had confidence in me, then I had confidence because he can be pretty critical in a good way. In the best way. you know when he likes something and you know when he doesn't. So I was really scared to sing in front of him, but then when he said, keep going, then, you know, it would make me feel a little bit better.
Look away.
Well, Tanya, I don't think people know that your husband is actor, comedian, musician Jack Black, currently appearing in the film Tropic Thunder. A lot of people know him certainly from School of Rock and High Fidelity, other memorable movies. Jack, you're there?
Yes, hello.
Hello. You sing the song Old Joe Clark?
It's true. I'm on the Hayden Family album. I am part of the family now.
Ah, is this new for you, given I associate you with a rockin' guitar?
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever sung a bluegrass or country song.
Really?
So it was pretty exciting, a brave new world.
And what do you think?
Well, you know, I was nervous about it. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to pull it off. But then once I got into the studio and Charlie taught me the melody line and the lyrics, I started singing and something took over my body and I felt like I was transported to another time. Can you play the track? Doesn't even sound like me.
Wish I had a nickel, wish I had a dime, wish I had a pretty little girl to kiss and call her mine.
You do a great job with
it,
by the way. It's wonderful.
It was a lot of fun.
Are you torn now with your sons? I mean, you know, do you want to say, oh, you got to learn this. I want you to learn this rock and roll, but, you know, there's this bluegrass over here, too.
No, I'm only teaching them bluegrass and folk and jazz. They're not even going to know that rock exists. And I'm doing a new movie, School of Jazz. I'm focusing all of my powers on the new direction.
You've changed, Jack. You've changed.
No, that rock is rubbish.
Fare thee well, old Joe Clark. Fare thee well, I say. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark. I'm going away to stay.
Josh Haydn, you're there too, right?
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Tell us about your song, Spiritual. I mean, this is a song that was recorded by Johnny Cash, but this is your song, right?
Yes.
Were you surprised when Johnny Cash recorded it?
To say the least.
Yeah, I bet. How was it for you in the studio?
In the studio, we listened to the original version of Spiritual, which was done by my band Spain, and we also listened to Johnny Cash's version, and the guys literally huddled together, and the musicians took the song and changed it into a song with a bluegrass foundation.
Now all I have is you, Jesus, oh Jesus, I don't wanna die.
Dad, Charlie Haydn, can I bring you back into this conversation?
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
It must be intense in there in the studio with the whole family.
I love it.
I bet. You know,
I love it.
Charlie, you haven't done a lot of singing in public since you were a kid, but the last cut on this record is you singing O Shenandoah.
O Shenandoah, I long to see.
Shenandoah, because that's the town that I was born in, and as a tribute to my mom and dad for giving me all of this music that they gave to me. I don't really sing this as a singer, because I'm not a singer, but I wanted to do it for them.
'Tis 7 years since I last saw you.
Charlie Haydn, his new CD with family and friends called Rambling Boy comes out Tuesday on Decca Records. He and the family joined us from NPR West in Culver City. Thanks to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Away, I'm bound away, across the wide Missouri.
You can hear Charlie Haydn's Rambling Boy collaborations with Elvis Costello, Dan Tominski, and more at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.